Ever wondered why some therapists seem to possess magical abilities to transform lives? This magic isn't mystical at all. It has structure and can be learned. The groundbreaking insight of the structure of magic, too, is that our linguistic patterns fundamentally shape our experience of reality. We humans don't operate directly on the world, but through mental models we create. And these models determine what we experience and what choices we perceive as available. When people seek therapy, they typically feel stuck not because the world lacks options, but because their mental models block them from seeing possibilities. The difference between those who navigate life transitions with creativity and those who experience the same challenges with dread lies in the richness of their mental representations. Those with flexible, multifaceted models perceive more options than those with impoverished ones who see themselves as having few, unattractive choices. Our minds shape reality through three fundamental processes that operate both in our perception and in our language. Generalization allows us to apply learning from one experience to similar situations, like learning not to touch hot stoves after one painful experience. While essential for efficient learning, overgeneralizing creates unnecessary limitations. A child who falls from a rocking chair might fear all chairs, while another who learns to distinguish between different types retains more behavioral freedom. Deletion is our mind's selective attention process. While essential for focus, like hearing one voice in a crowded restaurant, it can block crucial information. Imagine a man so convinced he wasn't worth caring about that he literally couldn't hear his wife's expressions of love. His deletion process filtered these messages before they reached awareness. Distortion allows us to modify our sensory experience, enabling everything from creative visualization to scientific innovation. However, this same process can impoverish experience when misapplied. When the man who believed himself unworthy finally heard his wife's caring words, he immediately distorted them as manipulative or insincere, maintaining his limited worldview through a self-fulfilling prophecy. Language, unique to humans, serves dual roles: internal modeling of experience and external communication. While we use it effortlessly, we rarely notice its organized underlying patterns, much like breathing without conscious awareness of the physiological process. Every sentence has a surface structure, actual words, and a deep structure, logical relations. For instance, "the cat chased the mouse" and "the mouse was chased by the cat" share identical deep structure but different surface structure. We start with a complete mental representation and unconsciously transform it into spoken words. We naturally adjust how we describe the same event based on context, like describing an accident differently to a friend versus an insurance agent. These transformations follow patterns that native speakers inherently understand, enabling effective communication across various expressions. When clients communicate their models of the world, they often use deletions, distortions, and generalizations that limit their perceived options. The metamodel provides techniques to address these limitations and expand clients' representations of their experience. People frequently immobilize themselves through nominalization, turning processes into fixed events. For instance, saying, "my depression is overwhelming me," treats depression as a static entity. By reframing this as, "I am depressing myself," therapists help clients see these as ongoing processes they can influence. When clients make broad statements like, "people don't care about me," asking who specifically doesn't care challenges generalizations and reveals the specific experiences behind their beliefs. Similarly, when someone says, "I can't tell her how I feel," asking "what stops you?" explores their unstated limitations. These techniques help clients reconnect with their full experience that has been constrained by linguistic patterns. When Ralph admits his mother never really let me know for sure if she loved him, the therapist points out that Ralph never explicitly expressed his love either. This reveals his double standard, expecting others to know his feelings while feeling unloved when they don't express theirs. This pattern continues in his marriage, where he expects his wife to intuitively understand his emotions without communication. Beth kinda hints rather than directly asking for what she wants, believing that you can't go around demanding things because people will feel pushed around. Through therapy, she realizes that direct expression wouldn't necessarily hurt others. They might actually appreciate her honesty, just as she would value theirs. These examples show how linguistic patterns create self-reinforcing cycles. Ralph's belief that people should just know how others feel prevents open communication while making him feel unloved. Beth's avoidance of confrontation creates the very tension she fears. By examining these patterns and challenging their underlying assumptions, therapists help clients discover new possibilities for authentic connection and communication. Family therapy recognizes that dysfunction emerges from interrelational patterns rather than individual issues. While metamodel principles apply, families have shared models of interaction that develop over generations, creating complex communication patterns. In a three-person family, at least 15 different perceptual models exist. Each person maintains their self model, models of each relationship, and models of how others view relationships. A mother, for instance, has her view of her relationship with her child, her perception of the father-child relationship, and her understanding of how the child views the parental relationship. These interconnected perspectives create therapeutic challenges, determining which model to address first and how changes will affect the family system. Challenging a parent's authoritarian model might create temporary tension but ultimately lead to healthier family patterns. Family members may process experiences through different primary sensory channels, visual, auditory, or kinesthetic. A visually oriented father might struggle to connect with a kinesthetically oriented daughter who processes the world through feelings rather than images. Understanding these representational preferences adds another dimension to family therapy. The magic of therapy has an underlying structure that can be identified and mastered. People navigate life through internal maps rather than objective reality. The limitations clients present, anxiety, depression, relationship difficulties, typically exist within their mental representation of the world. When combined with empathy and active listening, this language of growth becomes the foundation of therapeutic transformation. It offers tools to identify linguistic patterns that reveal clients' limiting beliefs. Therapists help clients create richer mental models, expanding their perceived choices and possibilities. Transformation happens as clients shift from rigid representations to more flexible ways of understanding their experiences. Where someone once saw only one painful option, they discover multiple pathways. This process helps people reconnect with the fullness of their experience that habitual thinking patterns have limited. The seemingly magical process of human change has a learnable structure, one that anyone committed to therapeutic communication can master. The magic lies in understanding how language shapes reality and how changing our words transforms our world.